Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. Doing this thing a little different today because the message that I'm trying to get out today, I want a lot of people to hear, a lot of individuals. Let me try and do this like this. A lot of individuals that are navigating themselves throughout society, throughout this world, are running into problems. And I want to talk about that today. And what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about smart. I want to talk about being smart. And I want to tell y'all that being smart has enemies. I don't know if y'all realize this, so we're going to talk about that today here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, 31.1fm.com, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And this topic punches me. What's going on, Braxton? I see you, sir. Sir, homie. This topic punches me in the head every time because I'm always amazed at how I see smart being accepted in a lot of other arenas, but smart seems to be an enemy in the community where I'm from. Once again, let me say that again. I'm always amazed at how smart is accepted in so many other arenas. However, in the community where I'm from, smart seems to be the enemy. So we're going to talk about that as I broadcast live on multiple platforms this morning, or should I say this afternoon. I wanted to bring this in. I wanted to carry this thing across multiple platforms because I wanted to see the comments that I get because I want the intellects to say something. I want the intellects because I want to be clear about what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about me. Okay. I'm talking about me. This one is I'm talking about me. And it seems as though intellect is an enemy. You can't be intellect. You can't sound like you're smart. You have to allow individuals to come before you, and now these individuals are the most intellectual people in the world. So I'm gonna say this, and I mean this. I'm gonna say this, and I mean this. Smart is not just intellect; it exposes your position in life. They say you're only as smart as the dumbest thing you ever did. I didn't make that phrase up. Let me say it again. You're only as smart as the dumbest thing you ever did. Of course, if you're so smart, then that don't match. It don't. If you claim you're smart and you're out there being reckless, if you claim you're smart and you rob a bank, where's the intellect and get caught? Where's the intellect? Prison is full of a bunch of individuals that thought they were smart. So we're going to talk about that today here on the Christopher Smith Show. Smart. It's not just intellect. It also exposes position in life. It exposes your position in life. Why do I say exposes your position in life? Why do you think I say it exposes your position in life? I say it exposes your position in life because it exposes your position in life. And if you're making the claim that you are smart, if you're making the claim that you are all these things, then there needs to be some narrative there that says and back up your claim to smart. Because I'm gonna tell you what I've noticed in my short 52 years of living. What I've noticed is that smart seems to only be executed when individuals. What's going on, Deshaun? I see you, homie man person. My man said, I'm listening while I'm doing deep sea fishing. My man. So smart seems to be, periodically. Smart seems to be, and this is what I said in a marquee on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I said, I'm always amazed at people that have very high intellect when speaking, but their life doesn't reflect it. Let me say that again. I'm always amazed at people that have very high intellect, but their life does not reflect it. So, I'm going to say this again in case you missed it. I got Mr. Dux. He's up in here. What's going on, homie man person? So let me, I'm going to be clear about what I just said. This is about me. This is personal. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something. Tell y'all what I've noticed. Tell y'all what my mom had to endure. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. I'm going to tell y'all what my mama had to endure. All right? Let me take a moment to grab me something to drink. This is going to be a long one today. Let you guys off today. Okay, let me pour this in here like that. Put the lid back on that. Okay. So I'm going to tell y'all something about my mama. Tell y'all something about my mama. My mama like every mother, my mama, like every mother, oh, my baby's smart. Oh, I got C7. He's up in this mother. He says, what's going on, homie man person? But every mother says that their children are smart. Every mother claims, oh, my baby was so smart when they was a kid. Oh, my baby was so smart. Smart. This is what we're talking about today. But I'm here to tell you that when you're so smart, your life reflects it. And understand this as well. Being smart has its enemies. Yeah. Smart, like everything else, has an enemy. Cold is the enemy to hot. Crime is the enemy to peace. Everything has an enemy. It is amazing to talk to individuals, and for some reason, they gain all this intellect, but their life does not reflect it. So let me finish telling y'all about my mom. My mama, like a lot of other mamas, had that same, my boy is smart. Oh, my kids are smart. Oh, my kids. But my mom, when I turned 10 years old, she said, my boy is smart. When I was 15 years old, my mama said, oh, my son is smart. It didn't drop off. It didn't drop off. All right? It didn't turn 15. Then I went through puberty, adolescence, whatever them terms called. Then all of a sudden I wanted to start stealing cars. Then all of a sudden I wanted to start doing dope. And all of a sudden you're talking to Reverend Dope Dollars right here on the day. Woo! No. I stayed the course, smart. Even when I did something stupid, nope, there was a method to the madness. I filed bankruptcy 16 times, but yet I'm sitting in a house that I own, and I obtained it via a mortgage. I recover. My recover game is killer, and it's killer because of what I'm talking about here today. I'm talking about smart. That's what I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about being smart. Right? That's what I'm talking about. Because I speak it, and my life shows it. So my mama, what age did I leave off? Okay. Oh, I left off at 15, yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. When I turned 20, guess what my mama was still saying? Nope, my boy is smart. When I was 25, guess what my mom was still saying? Oh, no, my boy's smart. Oh, no, you should see what my boy brought me. 25. Okay, 30. Let's go to 30. When I turned 30, guess what my mama was saying? Oh, no, my boy's smart. When I turn, let's jump 10 years because this five-year increment thing, boy, I'll be here all day. When I turn 40, guess what my mama was saying? Yep, my boy's still smart. And when I turn 50, my boy is successful. He's paying all my bills. No, I'm retired, but my son loves me. And because he did a lot of smart things in life, he's able to live so well that he can take care of his mama due to smart moves. So I'm talking about smart today. Because when we talk about smart, your life reflects it. Your life reflects it. People, it's smart to say I don't want stress in my life. It's smart to say I'm not living beyond my means. It's smart to say what you mean and mean what you say. It's smart to don't let nobody else dictate to you how you're going to be. Let me say that part again. It is smart to don't let nobody dictate how you're going to be. You know what I see a lot at 52 years old and smart? I see a lot of individuals living a life, being in a jacked up situation, and guess what? Guess what? Blaming others for their position. So wait, smart person. So wait, smart intellect. This is just hot off the press. Oh, my. So wait, intellect. So you mean to tell me there was a period of your life where someone else commandeered your life? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? There was a time in your life, yours, your life, there was a time in your life where someone else commandeered your life. People, I want to be clear, and I want to be crystal clear about what I'm about to say right now. In the community you guys call black, and there's a lot of you here today, and I appreciate you guys for being here, hit me with those thumbs up. Stop fucking with me. Stop being a fucking with me here. There's a lot of people in life that seems to have all the answers in the moment, but their life doesn't reflect it. I keep total control over my life. People, I'm going to tell y'all something concerning the holidays. And I'm going to tell y'all this because it's only smart concerning the holidays. Got to put this cloth on this. This table is wooden. And I'm a single man. I don't have coasters. So I got to use a cloth for my drink. I'm going to tell y'all something concerning the holidays, Thanksgiving. People, I spent Thanksgiving by myself. The reason why I spent Thanksgiving by myself is because I spent the day before that by myself. So what I was not going to do is go somewhere on Thanksgiving and feel like I got love, feel love, feel, oh, on this day of thanks, I'm around people that I wasn't around yesterday. I wasn't around the day before. I wasn't around last week. I wasn't around these people. But on this day, I'm going to give myself love. So I decided to save myself and spend it so I don't have to go up on a high and then come back down on a low. People, I have a beautiful home. And I watched on Thanksgiving two single individuals across the street. I watched family come. I watched the other individual, her son came home, brought his kid. I watched the people next door, they're fighting. He came. I was like, wow, they made up friends. I watched all that. But here at my house, my beautiful home, I don't have nobody that feel as though I'm worth saying, no, we're going over Chris's. I don't have that. So that's the mental behind that. Individuals don't want to understand that. But as I stated over on the Blog Talk Radio Network, I'm not asking nobody to understand me no more. I'm too old for that. I'm too old. At 52 years old, I'm too old to have never been locked up, to be successful, to sit down there and be fighting with someone to be understood. My resume speaks for me. I don't have to say anything. My resume speaks for me. But I'm always fighting to be understood. The song goes, oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. So I thought it was a smart thing to do to save my mental state to spend Thanksgiving by myself. Save myself from Black Friday and saying, okay, what are you doing? Oh, me and my boys, we going to go. But yesterday I was with them and we was singing Kumbaya on Thanksgiving. I'm smarter than that. Let me say that again. I'm smarter than that. So steady as she go, Thanksgiving, like I spent the day before Thanksgiving, just as I spent the day after Thanksgiving by myself. And I'm not asking nobody to understand that. I get it now. Everybody is so smart. They want things the way they want, and they will construct a narrative, and that is their narrative. And if you don't go along with that narrative, they will get mad at you. They will get an attitude. And, boy, mad and attitude is such a smart way to communicate. It is. It's such a smart way to communicate. Appreciate you guys for being here this morning. I really do. Or this afternoon. Today is Sunday. It's church. That's why y'all just heard from Reverend Dope Dallas. When I get the rev up in here, you got something you want to add to this thing? I'm over on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You can add in 516-418-5736. Once again, that number, 516-418-5736. People, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Smart intellect is not a switch. It's not a switch. You want an example of this? I just said intellect is not a switch. Okay. I'm going to give you an example of this. No, hold on. We'll give you an example. When I was a kid, when you got inside of a car and it was dark, you turned the lights on and then you pulled off. Sometimes you got in the car, you forgot to turn the lights on, and you're driving and people flashing you. And you're like, what the hell are you flashing me for? What is he flashing me for? Why is he flashing me? No, sweat. You look at your dash, it's dark. You don't have your lights on. Turn your lights on. When I was a kid. Nowadays, I'm grown. I'm old. You get in the car, the lights come on by themselves. Dangers of a car is met with a countermeasure that has to be smarter than the occupant in the driver's seat. Let me say that again. Today's automobiles are smarter than the driver in the occupant in the driver's seat. People, I got a 2021. It's a Honda Insight. It ain't even the top of the line Accord. But when I'm driving the car, I can literally let the steering wheel go, and the car will keep itself in the lane. And then something will come up on the screen. You must keep hands must remain on steering wheel. I'm driving in a car like, yo, are you serious? It's driving itself. I don't have smart cruise like the Cadillacs and the Tesla. It don't have that. But the lane assist is what it's called. The car will keep me in the lane. I can let the wheel go, and the car will keep me in the lane. Smart. We have phones. What else? Phones call today. They're called smart phones. They're not called sometimes intellect. They're called smart phones. You got yourself a flip phone other than that new Galaxy flip thing that Samsung came up with. You got yourself an old flip phone. Cool. Nice to have it, but it's not called a smart. Very well said. My man, Mr. Docs, he's from overseas. Appreciate you for being here, homie man person. He said, lane assist is great. It's like autopilot. Yeah, it is. It is. You're driving in a car and you're going around a curve and you feel the wheel taking control. You're like, wait a minute. Is that when I first got in it and knew knew about the features. I just didn't understand them. I'm driving in the car like something is somebody else in this car grabbing the steering wheel? What the hell is? And something said, just let it go. I let the wheel go. And the wheel in the car was the wheel. You could see the wheel just turning. The Honda emblem just turning as the lane. And I'm like, holy smokes. I didn't know it was like this. Smart. You turn your lights on because the dangers of an automobile need to be seen. So much to the point, when I was a kid, we used to have to turn our lights on. Now cars got what they called daytime running lights. People, you're supposed to evolve. Your intellect is supposed to evolve. You're supposed to be more acceptable to the smart perspective on things. I don't run into that. Like I said, this is about me. I run into individuals that want to conquer my smart. Not going to happen. People, I've been down that road all my life. The only time my smarts was taken at face value was when I was in the military. That's why I got promoted 3 times in 1 year. Nobody ever did that. You're listening to them. Some individuals, you're looking at them. I was the only one in my company's history in the military that got promoted 3 times in 1 year. Why? Because they wanted to hurry up and promote me to officer so I could be on the other team that make decisions. But for some reason, give me a second. For some reason out here in the world, my intellect spawns animosity. Every individual that I tried to be in a relationship in my past, that's how our relationship ended. I got to challenge you on everything. I got to sound as smart as you. People, ain't nobody smart as me. You will not meet 2 motherfuckers with my intellect twice in your lifetime. You won't. You won't. When I brought this house, all of my friends, oh, Chris, here go Chris being Chris again. Oh, here we go. Oh, you need an attorney. You need a realtor. Oh, this mug buying a house on his own. Oh, you got to do it that way, Chris. Oh, here go Chris trying to reinvent the wheel. I brought $37 to the closing table. Walked away with a check for $11,000. Well, not $11,000, $30 short of it. $10,970. Then after the fact, it was, I'm going to buy a house like you did. That my intellect was questioned. I never did drugs. Never even tried it. Why wasn't my intellect supported? I'm going to tell you why my intellect wasn't supported. You know why? Because intellect isn't received world in the arena of so many individuals that did what you're trying to do and do it a smarter way. Let me say that again. Intellect is not received well when you introduce it to an arena which everybody has done that type of thing before. You see, I was talking to people that brought houses. And when you talk to people that brought houses and you're telling them the way you go buy a house, it's now going to offend the way they brought a house in the past. We're talking about smart here today, right? Okay, I'm giving y'all a lot of content on smart. Remember, my mama said, unlike a lot of other individuals, my baby was young. My baby was so smart. No, your baby wasn't. Your baby was like every other baby. That's why your son in jail now. Because your baby wasn't smart. Everybody's baby is smart. Everybody talking about, oh, my son is smart. Oh, my daughter is smart. Yeah, when they was young, they were smart. I had 10 babies before they turned 20. Where's the smart? What happened to them? Your baby wasn't smart. Knock it off. I'm sorry about that little rant right there. But y'all must understand the forces of good is going to get all the help it's going to get. Remember that. I'm speaking for the forces of good. But the reason why, when you introduced When you introduce intellect in the same arena as those that did it before, they're going to get offended. They can't just say, wow, I'm going to do it like that. I got that a lot when I was a kid. When I was a kid, older individuals were like, damn, man, you're a smart young man. I don't get that now. I appreciate you guys for being here. I do. I got Big T up in this mother. He said, preach. Yo, I got Leonard up in this mother. He's a up in this mother. I will best be suited to navigate myself in society being dumb. Do my physique look like a burger with 20,000 calories enter my body a lot? No, I'm smarter than that. I make sure people. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning. I can't do the late night thing. I don't want to. I get up at 4 o'clock and love it. I remember about 2 months ago, I got up at 4 o'clock. I was dressed at 4:30. I had nothing to do. It's just how I'm wired. I don't like sleeping. I do like going to sleep, but I don't like sleeping long. I like making sure I make every day count. I like making sure for some reason. Yeah, but I want you to know this is what I do. People, I tell individuals like I always tell individuals, the smart thing to do is to ensure where you live is always in the best position possible. I'm not interested in helping nobody. I'm not. You don't see a wasp going to another wasp helping with their wasp nest. You don't see an ant coming from one ant farm or whatever it's called and going helping another. You don't see that. You don't see a lion going to another pack of lions. Excuse me, let me back that up. You don't see a male lion going to another pack of lions, helping them with a kill, then going back to his. You don't see that. You don't see a rat. And understand, a rat can travel up to 5 miles to get back to the den. 5 miles to get food, take it back to the den, a rat. When you see a mice, mices don't do that. So if you got mice, mices are in your house. If you got rats, chances are that you don't have rat infestation. They just come, get food, and take it back to where they need to take it. Little trivia for you in case you didn't know it. I am a pest control applicator. Well, I was a licensed pest control applicator when I was in New Jersey. Nevertheless, the smart thing to do is to see to it that this house is always in the strongest position possible. After all, this is where I live. It's where I live. But intellect seems to be an enemy nowadays. It wasn't like when I was younger. It's because I think I'm peaking in a plateau of individuals in front of me. Now I'm dealing with more of people behind me. What I'm beginning to see is that intellect becomes more of a father figure than it is someone to love. How about that? Let me say that again. Intellect becomes more of a father figure than it is someone to love. Let me tell you something about failure. Wherever there is failure, wherever there's failure, times are not. Whenever someone lives in failure, and I don't mean you tried something and failed. I'm talking about a failure characteristic within oneself. They just thinking that life is a game, et cetera, et cetera. I talked about Lonely Hearts over on the Blog Talk Radio Network, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And for the longest, all my life, I listened to that song. And my BMW 6 Series, that CD, yes, is inside the CD player. That is one of my favorite rock and roll CDs, one of my favorite rock and roll songs. Move Yourself, You Always Live Your Life, Never Thinking of the Future. prove yourself. You are the, it's, no, it says, prove yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of the future. Move yourself. You are the move you make. Take the chance, win or loser. Be yourself. I listened to that song all my life. And last week, for the first time, the lyrics hit me in my face. The perspective of the lyrics, prove yourself. You always lived your life, never thinking of the future. People, I'm going to tell you what's the smart thing to do. People, when I was eight and some change, you probably remember the story. I told my mama, Mom, I got to save my money. And I remember looking up at my mama. Ma, I got to save my money, Mama. I got to save my money, Mama. My mama was looking down at me. She said, why do you got to save your money? I said, I got to save my money for when I get old. And my mom looked at me like she seen a ghost. She said, boy, you got a whole life ahead of you to live. It is that intellect, that mindset that matured. And that, can you imagine at 8 years old, that mindset is now matured? So look, so you can only imagine the problems that I have. if that intellect matured, if an eight-year-old said that he got to save his money for when he get old, can you imagine what's really going on in my head? Fighting nobody. And I'm damn sure not fighting nobody in a better position. That's not in a better position than me. I want to be clear about that. Let me tell you what that means. That means if you think you're going to check me, you need to be in a better position than me. Then I'll stop and listen. If not, you're not going to fucking critique me. You're not. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what I just said. I'm going to tell you where to find it. There's a movie that came out called X-Men United. No, I'm sorry. X-Men The Last Stand. And X-Men The Last Stand, if you know the rankings of superhero, you know, although Professor Xavier is in a wheelchair, he is, beside Jean Grey, the strongest X-Men. Very well said. Mr. Dark said, yeah, it came out in 2006. My man know his superhero movies. As a matter of fact, Tuesday on the Blog Talk Radio Network, I'm going to be talking about the Beast. A woman cures him, not a female. Tuesday on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Nonetheless, in that movie, everybody that knows superhero rankings, Professor Xavier is in a wheelchair. And that's deceiving, because although he's in a wheelchair, he'll fuck you up, right? Now, we all know Wolverine is arguably a more popular superhero than Professor Xavier. Got the claws that come out, very mean, he'll fuck you up. But there was a scene in X-Men United when Logan was trying to check the professor. And the professor said, I don't need to explain myself, much less to you. I said, oh, shit, Big said, teach. Let me say that again. Let me say that whole clip again. There's a scene in the X-Men United. Wolverine was trying to check the professor. He said he was all emotional. We're talking about a mind here. We're talking about Jean, because he was all in love with Jean. He old soft ass. And everybody knows the Professor Xavier's in a wheelchair, but he can just put his hand on his brain and go, braid your own hair, bitch. And you'll be like, I don't know why I want to braid my hair. Power of the mind, because the mind is such a powerful thing. Professor Xavier holds that, although he's in a wheelchair, I need y'all to follow me. Wolverine, arguably the most famous X-Men by a mile. The ability to regenerate, heal, got shot in the head. Bullet came out, he woke back up. Oh, shit. Adamantium. Indestructible skull frame. I'm mad. He's a Wolverine. For all those that know wildlife, a Wolverine is about the size of a rat, but it'll maul a damn bear. A bear don't want it with a Wolverine. And a bear is 1,000 pounds heavier and 100 times bigger. But a Wolverine will walk through a bear. I don't know if you knew that. When I found out Wolverines really existed, I was like, what? It's like, yeah, Wolverine, a bear don't want it with a Wolverine. I was like, wow, okay. The name arguably fits. In the movie, if you've seen it, Logan was trying to check the professor. What did you do? Logan, you don't understand. He was trying to just be civil. Because that's what intellect always do. Try to be civil. Then finally we got to say, enough of this bullshit. And shut it down. You've seen it too with Thor. When he was fighting his brother on the bridge. And his brother made 100 Lokis around him. And then what did Big Brother say? Enough! Slammed Mjolnir on the Rainbow Bridge and threw Loki on his ass. It is amazing how intellect tries to be checked. It can't. But then the professor once again said, I don't have to explain myself, much less to you. Conversation was over. I want to be clear about something. That is, intellect is a ranking. You listen when intellect is talking to you. You don't try to challenge intellect. You don't. That's why I got mentors. That's why I got mentors. That's why I check in with people. Hey, what's up, Mr. J? What's up, Pop? How you been? Hey, Chris, long time. Yeah. I'm going home in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to make sure I stop in and see my mentor. The worst thing to be is intellect, and you're talking to somebody trying to trump your fucking intellect. Ain't nobody trumping my intellect. I ain't met a motherfucker smarter than me. I haven't. Appreciate that. My man, Mr. Darks, said true shit, Chris. Of course it is. My man. It's just facts. The biggest reason why teenagers find themselves in a jacked up situation, they now think they're smarter than their damn parents. You heard me say it all the time. If you got kids that think they're smarter than you, tell them, don't ride your coat. Come on, let's go for a ride. You got to help intellect and preserve your intellect. Help ignorance understand this is not your fucking arena. It's not. Intellect is not your arena. Your life exposes this. Your life, it says this. Like I said, smart. It's not just it's the intellect. It exposes your position in life. And then I said I'm talking about me. Then I said I was talking about me. People, I got 4 streams of income. I got a $704 mortgage. I have a beautiful house. I have a beautiful life. I don't have to work if I don't want to, but I still get up at 4:30 in the morning. I still. You know why? Because my intellect exposes how smart I am. You can call it bragging all you want. You would, because your intellect will not allow you to listen to what I'm saying and help you understand this is what you fucking with when you fuck with me. Intellect will not win with me. I don't care if I'm out somewhere and I see a booty out nigga commit a crime. Oh no, I'm telling. Oh, you can post my address on the police report. They can come for me if they want to. Yeah, I don't work out because I think it looks cute, make me look cute. Intellect. I eat smart, think smart. I make sure this smart thing is preserved. I make sure the gods of intellect shine down upon me. I make sure of that. I make sure I take care of myself first and foremost. I make sure I don't give energy to bullshit. I'm not interested. I will not have arguing in circles on my fucking resume. I will not have doing drugs on my resume. I will not have doing something, committing felonies on my resume. It will not be on my resume. People, that's just not smart. Oh, no, that's not smart. No, that ain't smart. That's not smart. It's not. What's going on, Eric Green? What's going on, Big Brother? Appreciate you. It's not. We can navigate ourselves through life. We can assume. We can do all these things. But when hype meets substance, I talked about this before. When hype means substance, don't try to sound intellectual with me and life got both foots up in your ass. Don't. If you want to be an intellect, you need to be an intellect across the board. I'm an intellect across the board. In thought process, mind, mental health, finances, across the board. Don't show me intellect in your gab game. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that. Those that know, don't tell, and those that tell, don't know. People, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you guys why my intellect is what it is. People, when you deal with a traveler is a collector. Let me go left for a second. Hold on a second. Let me go left for a second. Give me a second. I'm going to go left for a second. I'm going to take this thing into another narrative. Hold on. Let me see. Take this thing into another narrative. Left for a second. I'm gonna help y'all explain. I'm gonna help give you an idea why I am and will not be moved. People, and this is just a true perspective, and I don't know, and a lot of people don't get it, or nor do they understand. But I'm gonna just tell you. From this narrative. People, I went around the world. I've been to multiple countries. That's not bragging. It's just going to support what I'm about to say. People, if I owned 20 guns and I went to the range and they had center blocks, we're going to shoot center blocks today. I'm not going to use a 9mm. I'm going to try to go for something like a 50 cal, penetrate that concrete. If we're shooting paper targets, I might want to go with something like this simple, a 22. We're only trying to penetrate paper. We're not doing that extravagant. But that person that just have a 50 cal, he got to use that one gun for everything. It's a bit of an overkill. But the person that has multiple guns can fire off different things depending on the target. People, when you've been around the world, you collect a lot of intellect from many, many worlds. You collect a lot of intellect. And then when you get back to the world in which you originated from, you're a god. Yeah, you're a god. People, they won't understand you. They won't. You will not be understood. I talked about this on a Blog Talk Radio Network, or should I say right here on a Blog Talk Radio Network, because I'm broadcasting on multiple platforms. And when you go back to the arena in which you're from, you could listen to everybody that you used to walk with. But for some reason now when you listen to them, they sound horrible. They sound like they got issues. And the reason why their words you don't share their perspective anymore is because you went around the world and you gained intellect. You want an example of what I'm telling you right now? People, the great Malcolm X, when he spoke in the beginning, he always spoke by saying, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. You can go listen to him. He always started off with, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was his teacher here in America. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching black folks, I'm going to drive your hatred. I'm going to drive what hates you the most, and I'm going to be your beacon of oppression towards it, the white man. I need y'all to follow me. And that a lot of black folks brought into. This is why I don't do another white cop killed a black guy today and then protesting. You never hear me talk about that. And I'm not saying that I don't care about it, but I just that's not my arena. I don't listen to that to get the intricates of it, to speak on it as much as the next person would. So I let them have that arena. But I need y'all to follow me, and I need those thumbs up. Stop with me. Stop being up with me here. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was feeding all his followers, all his proteges, including the great Malcolm X. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was feeding this narrative, the white man, and why you are better than, et cetera, and why the white man oppressed us, and the white man, the white man, the white man. All right? This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching. Malcolm X said, yes. And you've seen the way he did his interviews, and he was very articulate. The white man, that whitey bastard, that whitey. And then what happened was Malcolm X became what I just said. He became a traveler, and he went over to Mecca. And when he went over to the Mecca, the intel that he got over at Mecca was now in conflict with the info that he got by the great and teacher and mentor, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Because this man went to the source of intellect, and he said when it was time to pray at Mecca, he looked over, and there was a white man with blue eyes, the very face that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that this individual is our demon, is the demon. This individual is the devil, actually. Yeah, he said, the white man is the devil. He's a devil. The white man is the reason for your oppression. The white man brought us here, and he just went on and on and on with the white man theory, giving black followers enough ammunition to say, no, follow me, because we're going to get from under the white man, the whitey. He's a whitier. But now Malcolm X, because he's smart, and being smart, he went over to Mecca, and when he went to Mecca, the intel that he got from Mecca was in conflict and collided with what he was told up until that point. Now, had he never traveled, he would probably still be living today. Because the unfortunate narrative of what Malcolm X experienced was because he became an intellect, he then became an enemy within the ranks. I just told y'all, I feel more like an enemy when I talk to people than anything. I gotta allow ignorance to win. I gotta be talking to individuals, and we're talking about apples, and every time they answer me, they want to talk about a wrench. And then I say that, then they want to talk about a screwdriver, and then answer that, and they want to talk about eggs. I'm an intellect. Stick to the facts. Deflection don't work on me. It don't. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the source of the teaching, became, what's that word that I used earlier? Offended. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad became offended. And because he became offended, his killers said, we're going to get this man up out of here. Because we don't care that Malcolm went and got some offsetting intellect. We don't care that Malcolm X went and did that. We don't care about that. He's affecting the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he must go. And so it was. So I want to be clear. What I'm talking about today is smart. It's not just intellect. It exposes your position in life. Just make sure when you take your smarts, you make sure you put it amongst individuals that appreciate your intellect. If you got to fight and argue with somebody over something and it's just continuing. No, stop. If you got to go somewhere and you're in it, not in the arena, just want to accept your intellect, leave, to take yourself out of that. If you want to converse with individuals and they say, oh, I understand, and 2 days later they now striking you out of everything you say, stop talking. Because the song once again says, oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. I will not be misunderstood. And for me, when I am misunderstood, it's because I'm speaking out of my arena. It's called being out of pocket, and that's what they say on the streets, they're keeping it real. I will not speak out of pocket. You will not change my narrative. I'm not going to allow anybody on this planet to take my words and try to use my words against me. That's called mocking and patronizing. That is disrespect. I've been telling y'all that for years. But it's done so often that individuals do it and they just think that it's just a way to converse. It's not. It don't fly over here. I am an intellect. I've been around the world. Like Malcolm, I've seen a lot of different versions of intellect. And I'm not going to come down here and allow attitude, hatred, and all this that this seems to just harbor in the community, y'all call black, to be a method of conversing. I will not do that. I will not do that. Mr. Dark said, follow you all these years. You have always gone with facts, evidence, and never emotions. I appreciate that, Mr. Dark. I am going to screenshot that. I appreciate that, my man. I do. Wow. Thank you so much. Because individuals don't understand that. I'm not asking. But as I stated, don't keep your perspective in its proper arena. Follow you all these years. You have always gone with fact, stats, and evidence, never emotion. See, let me show y'all. I just blew that up. Screenshot it. Appreciate that, Mr. Dawks. I don't know no other way. I'm not interested in no other way. I'm not. I look at a lot of ghost pictures. I look at a lot of spiritual pictures. And I was looking at this one picture the other day. I forgot the name of the picture. And the little boy said, spirits talk to kids because our spirits are more pure. So I'm going to talk about that over on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I used to see ghosts when I was a kid. I told y'all the story. I used to see ghosts. This is why I don't engage in the mortal. I don't. Not interested. I'm not interested in, I'm five bitches. Yeah, I'm getting all this pussy. I'm not interested in that life. I'm not interested in the emotional. I'm not. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in the physical. I'm not. I will be driven by emotion. I'm sorry. I will be driven by my spiritual perspective. The spiritual perspective will be my leader. I can sense. I can go places and sense the mood. I can be walking in a supermarket and see a black woman look at me, and then be like, oh, there's one of our enemies. Oh, they go a black man. I can be in line. I can see a black woman at the register, and she can go, one person, hi, how you doing? Second person, hi, and then as soon as it gets to me, nothing. Can't tell women that because they don't understand that. When you talk to them about women, you get, you can feel the attitude. That's spirits. We all have it. It's just that we all don't use yours. We all don't use ours like I use mine. You ever hear somebody say, man, I just felt something looking at me. Of course you did. Your spiritual side told you that. Somebody ever enter a room and his aura comes with him or her aura comes with him and you be like, oh, now let me get the hell on out of here. I pay attention to all that. I'm not going to let nobody's demeanor change and I'm still going to just be amongst them. I'm not going to do that. My mama taught me no. I haven't spoken to my mom. And in over 2 years. I don't know what happened to my mom. Another story. It's just not smart. You can go ahead and live in the physical, or you can live in the mental. It's smarter to live in the mental. That's why stupid stuff don't make it with me. I hear individuals, they saturate themselves in feeling good. Yeah, I just want to fuck five chicks. Yeah, I just want to, yeah, well, that bitch got a fat ass. Oh, I had to get a nut off in this chick. No. I'll take just one. Appreciate that. I watch how individuals, when I walk into somewhere, I can watch these individuals. Oh, they do that thing where they put their waist hand on their waist and shift their booty into their pants. Oh, I got to let this nigga see all this ass because, damn, he look good. No, not interested. Not interested. I will keep positive energy in this house at all times. I will. Not interested in anything else. I'm not. Appreciate you guys for being here, though. Honestly, man, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. It's Sunday, man. Go watch some football games. And go watch some football games, man, and have at it. I'll check you guys on the next one. I'm out, y'all. Later.